Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 159, 159, Psalm 91, verse 8. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. We've been personalizing Psalm 91. Okay, so now in the previous episode, I was talking about synesis, that is the wisdom of God, which is the analytical wisdom. And we talked about Bezalel, who was a man, had never done anything in gold or silver, had never been a smith, a goldsmith, nothing like that. Just one day God said, told Moses, he said, listen, see, I have called for myself Bezalel, and I've given to him the spirit of wisdom, and he's going to have knowledge to be able to craft gold, silver, cunning works, devices. He'll be able to create the tools. All so if you're listening to me and you did not go to school to learn something in particular, and you've been given something that requires a special kind of knowledge, don't throw in the towel. Don't despair. Don't say it's too much. Listen, God did it for Bezalel in the same way. What did he say? He said, I've given to the spirit of God. Then he begins to tell you, when you go to Isaiah 11, he will talk about the seven spirits of God. It doesn't mean that God has seven spirits, but one spirit, but seven different ways to operate. Like how you can have water. Water can be turned into ice. It can be turned into boiling water. It can be turned into liquid. So seven ways of operating. So the spirit of God in your life is a spirit of wisdom. And that's why 1 Corinthians, we've done that already. Christ has been made unto us the wisdom of God. You have it already. Don't despair. Don't throw in the towel. Don't say that I've been given this assignment and I require the special, and you know, I'm not very good with... No, don't do that. What are you going to say? You're going to speak the wisdom of God. What are you going to say? You're going to say, I am able to do this. What I've been given, I will excel at it. You said, listen, I'm not going to make any mistakes. No. I'm not going to lose any money. I am not. I'm going to meet my target. I'm going to exceed my target. You should be saying all these things about yourself. Hallelujah. And that is what God has done for you. So now we are moving on to phronesis. And phronesis is what? Practical wisdom. So the first one was Sophia, which was what? Theoretical wisdom. The second one, synesis, which was what? Analytical wisdom. And then the last one is phronesis, which is practical wisdom. So we are almost through with dealing with the wisdom of God. So listen, all that I've been telling you is just to whet your appetite for more. Definitely, I'll not be able to finish everything about it. I'm just giving you, gisting you, and making you, you know, desire to know more. So this means that you can get any book, good books on wisdom. One book by Bishop Dagwood Mills, Wise as Serpents. You can read it and you will get even more. Okay, so 1 Kings 4 talks about phronesis, which is the practical wisdom I'm dealing with in this episode. So 1 Kings 4, 29 to 31. And obviously, we will have to cut this episode so that I can continue in the next one. And God gave Solomon what? Wisdom and understanding exceeding much, so that is very high, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. What a way to describe the wisdom God gave to Solomon. And God gave Solomon wisdom, God gave him phronesis and understanding. And largeness of heart. Largeness of heart is broadness of mind. Broadness of mind. That is synesis. Even as the sand that is on the seashore. I say, this is your story. And this is your song. This is your story. And this is your song. Practical wisdom is your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.